Belinda presents this unabridged recording of The Ghosts of Paris, Billy Walker, Book 2, written by Tara Moss and read by Danielle Carter. Chapter 1. Sydney, Australia, 1947. On May Day, the client walked into the offices of B. Walker Private Inquiries, announced by a faint buzzer. Billy Walker heard this from her position at her small sixth-floor balcony where she'd been smoking a Lucky Strike and regarding, with a well-honed emotional detachment, the safety bridge that connected Daking House to Station House. She heard the door, heard the little buzzer, heard her secretary-cum-assistant welcome the stranger, their voices muffled by the closed connecting door, and took a long drag. On the slow exhale, smoke floated from Billy's red lips, creating a temporary haze across her view of the city streets. Cigarette dangling, Billy turned, closed the balcony doors behind her, and walked to the oval mirror on the wall inside her office. She checked her emerald tilt hat and red lipstick in one quick and practiced movement, regarded the steady blue-green eyes staring back at her in the reflection and, satisfied, made for the corner of her wide wooden desk and stubbed out the last of a fag. Smoke drifted upwards, settling in the air. The Bakelite clock above her door informed her that this potential client was right on time. This one had made an appointment, though Billy had not been furnished with any information regarding the nature of her query, complaint, or troubles, only a surname. Things having improved at Billy's humble agency in recent months, Ms. Walker, the B of B. Walker Private Inquiries, and the principal agent, no longer had to wait out long days for the phone to ring or a knock at the door and, for the moment at least, did not need to contemplate the empty walnut chairs in the small waiting room and find odd jobs for her secretary to do. Business was booming for Sydney's most famous, or was it infamous, female inquiry agent. Billy smoothed down her skirt suit, opened the connecting door, and leaned against the open door frame to take in the stranger who had entered her waiting room. She did so hope this wasn't another divorce job.
Ah, here she is now. May I present Ms. Billy Walker?
Samuel Baker, her tall secretary, announced right on cue. Ms. Walker, this is Mrs. Richard Montgomery. She still had no first name of her own, Billy thought. Shame. Amusingly, the woman's gaze was fixed on Billy's secretary in his lightly pinstriped suit and flattering tie of burgundy and sky blue that brought out his baby blues. A flirtatious smile played on the older woman's painted lips as she regarded him. To be true, Sam was a pleasing sight. He was a strapping Australian lad whose experience of the war had left him changed, most notably his injured left hand, which was always covered in a leather glove, lending him a touch of mystery. That hand had come up against an Italian thermos bomb and was now missing a few fingers, replaced by wooden prosthetics. Sam had already proved himself invaluable on numerous occasions, so if Billy had his injury to thank for the fact he was happy to work for her, well, the army's loss was her gain. He didn't mind taking orders from a woman, far too rare a trait in her opinion, and his trigger hand was as whole and steady as you could ask for. It was a bonus that he was something like Alan Ladd in appearance, though far taller, and built several axe handles across, as the saying went.